no matter what you're hearing behind the scenes, they not only don't have a plan, neither side, Republicans or Democrats, has so much as a clue. To someone who agrees, not only is nothing going on, if you're thinking cozy holiday season this year, all bets off. With me now, Reason Magazine's managing editor, Catherine Mango Ward. Catherine, I mean, I don't see anything here even being buzzed about, talked about, promised, that is remotely showing closure. Everyone hanging on the election, and that's it.
You got to keep in mind, this is a Congress that can't even pass a regular budget, just a run-of-the-mill, ordinary.
What has it been, better than 3 years?
We got to pay this year's bills kind of budget. Of course this Congress isn't going to be able to solve this enormous, difficult, looming crisis. I mean, no way, no how.
So, all right, one of the things kicked about when I was in Washington last week, we were talking about, all right, I had to put it on myself to try to save the country and cobble together a deal to prevent Armageddon, because that's just how I see myself. But in all seriousness, the best they can come up with is, oh, cooler heads will prevail, Neil, and we'll extend everything for another 6 months, maybe a year. But that means both sides have to hold each other's hand and jump off the cliff at the same time. I don't see them doing that.
Have you ever actually played Kick the Can?
Yes, I have.
It's not a fun game, right? You're just kicking a can down the road, and eventually you accidentally kick it into
the
curb.
I was so uncoordinated, I never could kick the can.
So Congress is you, right? They're like terrible at kick the can, and yet they seem weirdly to love it. So we've got the estate tax expiring, the estate tax cap expiring. We've got the payroll tax situation. We've got the income tax situation. That doesn't even get into the sequestration cuts.
All the more reason, Catherine, for this argument. Well, that's what they do. They extend everything because it's just too much for them to wrap their little arms around here, and that with the promise being that they're going to do something about it. I think we've been playing this Godot game for a long time, and eventually the rope runs out.
The Mayan apocalypse, I think, is scheduled for sometime mid-December 2012. But if you're taking bets, that actually may be our best bet here. But if you're taking bets, I'm going to put my money on January 2nd, 2013, apocalypse now.
Do you really? The Mayans should have handled this. That's 12-12, right?
Yeah, so that's maybe, we're almost there. So that's,
well,
I think, actually, maybe that's Congress's strategy.
They're just very, very early. Of course, we could all be dead.
That's right.
So what do you think happens?
You know, frankly, I think you're right. I think what you're hearing is right, that Congress will do its best to put off making this decision, just like they've done for the last year. Frankly, just like they've done for the last several decades. This isn't something that anybody wants on their plate, and no one's willing to compromise. But unfortunately, there is always wiggle room. There is always a way to weasel out of being the guy who has to actually make the cuts. And that is the ultimate talent of the congressman, weaseling out of being the guy who makes the cuts. So
well, they're very
I guarantee
good at
you
being,
they'll be
no,
on
they're
it.
Very good at being weasels. And I think people forget about even this backbone deal of theirs, these sequestration cuts. They're running away from that. So nothing surprises me, but I hate to be cynical. I just wanted to remind folks that if you think something miraculous is being crafted behind the scenes, that's just an old guy with a crank behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz. Good stuff, Catherine. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.